old mother who is praying for you. Now she thinks that you're punks, that you went over there to fight for your dear loving country and all things that's right. So you've no need to worry, son, how she is at home, 'cause she's too busy filling stamp books and paying for bonds. So keep up the courage, soldier, 'cause one of these days you'll set the whole wide world free, and then back o'er the waves you'll come sailing a hero to the one that is true, to that loving old mother who's been praying for you. Your mother is praying for you, son, for she's hiding each tear with a smile, asking the Savior to guide you, to watch over you all the while. So fight and be brave for the moment, we'll drive the dark clouds far away. And remember each night, say a prayer, son, for the one who is praying for you. Now I left her in the mountains in the golden summertime, and I told her not to worry, little darling gal of mine.
Hello, this is Tim Rivier. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback Country Jamboree, the station with the true music of country and western.
Tell her that I loved her, I always would be true. When the noon comes o'er the mountain, I'll be waiting here.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here following those great gospel favorites. We're back here once again on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. We are coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, stationed in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard via www.cfrc.ca, where you can also go to donate to our annual funding drive happening now until the end of December, and you can find out more by visiting www.cfrc.ca. Every donation counts. Now, as I welcome y'all into the second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show this morning, I would like to remember an all-time classic bluegrass legend who sadly was murdered 51 years ago today, David Aikman, who will forever be remembered as String Bean, the legendary bluegrass pioneer, who was murdered in Rich Top, Tennessee. And so I would like to play a couple of songs in loving memory of String Bean. First will be a classic titled Me and My Old Crow. Then we'll follow with hearing a fishing song titled Strings of Fishing. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the second hour, 9 o'clock. Good morning, friends, and happy Sunday.
That old crow fishing just for company. When evening come, a darn old crow caught no fish in me. Hear me not, big crow, got a real good thing going. Helps me get a lot of rice, my pocketbook's growing. Come on, five. We got a good thing going, boy. Man called me up and said, why you take to do me a show? I said, $500 for me and $500 for my old crow. Hear me not, big crow, got a real good thing going. Helps me get a lot of life, my pocketbook's growing. Now when I lay the old five away and sit down when I please, I want that old crow said, Mary, join the luxury. Hear me not, big crow, got a real good thing going. Helps me get a lot of rice, my pocketbook's growing. Hear me not, big crow, got a real good thing going. Helps me out on hee-haw, my pocketbook, it's growing.
Why, nearly everybody likes some kind of sports. Baseball, football, basketball, golf, horse racing, hunting, fishing, fishing, that's me. Give me a rod of steel with a bamboo feel and let me stroll down the riverside. To me, it ain't nothing half relaxing. I like to use a topwater bait. I love to hear that old big bass explode on top of that water. And I made me a little song about one of my favorite bait, the old jitterbug. It goes like this. Once I had me an old pup, and I named him the old jitterbug. Took it down the Harbor River around the Big Bend, and that's the last I've ever seen of him. Throwed it over there by a big old rock, big smallmouth bass hit him out laying on the top. He come out of the water about 12 foot high. I could see an old jitterbug between me in the sky. Well, he hit the water with an awful thud, and I said goodbye, old jitterbug. He broke that 20-pound test line like it's a piece of sewing thread, and that's when I named him Big Red. Now, to me, I'm kind of glad old Big Red got away, 'cause it wouldn't be the same hole of water without Big Red. Yeah, give me the hook and give me the line and give me that pretty gal I call mine. Well, I baited my hook and I give me the flip and I caught that pretty gal by the lip. Well, give me the hook and give me the line and give me that pretty gal I call mine. Well, Jack went a-fishing and the heat was cold and he fished all day in the crawdad hole. Well, cluck old hen and I cluck two chicken and I cluck old hen, we'll all go fishing. Cluck old hen and I cluck two chicken and I cluck old hen, we'll all go fishing. Come on, boy.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team to our program this morning. That being Simbush the Wonder Husky. As we welcome Simbush to our program. I'd like to once again salute her top picks with a selection of top picks and weekly picks taken from a tribute that he released in 1967 in an album titled Hank's Centennial Travels. These songs were all featured on a 1967 original album, and so let's begin with an all-time classic titled Come Where We're At. Then we'll follow with Blue Canadian Rockies, which is well known as a Wolf Carter song, as well as many other legends of country music. I'll follow up with another all-time song off this album, which also features the voice of Ted Daigle, and a classic titled Girl from Saskatoon. With that, I would also like to mention that this album came out in centennial year 1967 and was part of the Montreal Expo 67 celebration. So with that, here is Simbush's top favorites, and thank you, Simbush, once again for your contribution. To today's program. Welcome in, friends.
Come home to Newfoundland, it's come home year. All the Newfies will be gathered here. There's lots of fish and brews and things like that. So don't stay where you're to, come where we're at. You'll find salt herring, salmon, steaks galore. A welcome mat will be at every door. The lake trout down here, they jump 10 feet high. So come on home and let's sing Eyes the Bay. There's lots of nice things down here to be seen. The air you breathe is always fresh and clean. The pretty girls are down here by the score. So come on home and you won't roam no more. Air Canada lands here every day, or the William Carson will take you across the bay. So come on home and we'll make some good home brew. The RCMP will help us drink it too. The people that live here are genuine. They'll shake your hand and greet you with a smile. They're friendly folk who love to dance and sing. come, we'll make the rafters ring. Come home to Newfoundland, it's come home year. All the Newfies will be gathered here. There's lots of fish and brews and things like that. So don't stay where you're to, come where we're at. So don't stay where you're to, come where we're at. So don't stay where you're to, come where we're at. In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea they call me, now I'm lonesome and so blue. For the blue Canadian Rockies and the girl I love. Oh, how my lonely heart is aching for the girl I left behind. And oh, what I'd give if I could be there tonight with a sweetheart who's waiting for me. In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. I left a little town just south of Hudson's Bay. I couldn't find a thing to make around or want to stay. I fought the wind across the barren waste of the crystal moon, going for to marry the girl in Saskatoon.
Going for to marry the girl in Saskatoon.
I'm glad I realized that no one could take her place. My heart was beating for her like weather beat my face. But knowing that I'd see her made my spirit bright as June. I'm freezing, but I'm burning for the girl in Saskatoon.
I'm freezing, but I'm burning for the girl in Saskatoon.
South and west I'm following the cold December sun. I bedded down in the Caracana, my daily trek was done. Up and pressing onwards by the light of the morning moon,
prodigal returning to the girl in Saskatoon.
A prodigal returning to the girl in Saskatoon.
Then I found a trail that had packed beneath the snow. I made the final miles where the prairie lilies grow. A steeple on a church lighted by the prairie moon. I'm freezing, but I'm burning for the girl in Saskatoon.
I'm freezing, but I'm burning for the girl in Saskatoon.
My journey was forgotten when I held her in my arms. My wanderlust was startled by possession of her charms. Kneeling neath the steeple where we couldn't wait till June, I found eternal spring with a girl from Saskatoon.
I found eternal spring with the girl in Saskatoon.
I found eternal spring with a girl from Saskatoon.
I found eternal spring with the girl in
Saskatoon. Tempting are the bright lights that draw me out each night.
Hi, folks. I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to the Wayback Country Jamboree with my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, on CFRC 101.9 FM. I know you're going to love the show.
Ten little fingers reached out to rescue me.
Now, friends, following Simbush's top favorites, we're, of course, back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree, and it's once again time to welcome yet another special member of our program and the morning team to our Wayback Country Jamboree morning show. That is, of course, our beloved Gunny the Dachshund, with her top weekly favorites of the Hank Rivers collection. With this, of course, being a tribute to Hank Rivers and most of his music being Canadian, we're going to skip over the great Canadian Northern Gems this weekend and pay attention more to the Hank Rivers classics. So, of course, Gunny's got her all-time favorites of Hank Rivers. First, it's going to be Pretty as a Queen. Then we'll follow with Don't Bite the Hand, Uncle Sammy. And we'll wrap up with another all-time classic of Hank, titled Where the St. Lawrence River Flows. So with that, I would like to thank Gunny for her weekly favorites and her contribution to the day's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy Sunday.
You don't need lipstick on your lips, no polish on your fingertips. You're as pretty as a picture in a magazine. You don't need jewels or a crown. I'm not a king, but what I found, you're really precious and pretty as a queen. You don't need roses in your hair. You look so lovely and so fair. A pretty girl like you before I've never seen. If you're the queen, I'll be the king. We'll make the palace choir sing. I'll tell the world, dear, you're as pretty as a queen. And when we're dancing, I'll feel so proud. You think I've got the best girl in the crowd. Hey, when we're leaving, I'll hear them say, I've never seen a couple look so gay. I like the action in your walk, the mention of the knob your talk. We glide along like a brand new limousine. Tomorrow night we'll have a date, and I'll meet you at the palace gate. I'll tell the world, dear, you're as pretty as a queen. So proud to think I've got the best girl in the crowd. And when we're leaving, I'll hear them say, I've never seen a couple look so gay. I like the action in your walk, the mention up and of your talk. You glide along like a brand new limousine. Tomorrow night we'll have a date, and I'll meet you at the palace gate. I'll tell the world you're as pretty as a queen. You're really precious and pretty as a queen. Last night as I lay sleeping, a wonderful dream came to me. I dreamt I was with my Uncle Sammy and his children from over the sea. they came here friendless and starving. Tyrants of ages they fled. And now that in trouble I need you, till at last just an anger he said. If you don't like your Uncle Sammy, then go back to your home or the sea. Go back from where you came, whatever be its name. Don't you be ungrateful to me. If you don't like the stars in Old Glory, if you don't like the red, white, and blue, then don't act like the cur in the story. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you. You recall the day when you landed, how we welcomed you to our shore. You came here, we gave you protection. You said you'd be true evermore. And now that the war clouds have gathered, to our country you first drank a toast. And now that in trouble I need you, you will have to remember your oath. If you don't like your Uncle Sammy, then go back to your home or the sea. Go back from where you came, whatever be its name. Don't you be ungrateful to me. If you don't like the stars in all the glory, if you don't like the red, white, and blue, then don't act like the cur in the story. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you.
Alberta, you are the sweetheart. Cowboys roam the prairie, strum on their old guitars. Give me a home in Ontario, the grandest place I know. I'll never roam from my home, my sweet home, where the St. Lawrence River flows. Nova Scotia's mighty harbors and fishing towns galore. From the wonder isle of Newfoundland to Cape Breton's friendly shore. Give me a home in Ontario, the grandest place I know. And I'll never roam from my home, my sweet home, where the St. Lawrence River flows. Come on, Lord Mayor. Give me a home in Ontario, the grandest place I know. And I'll never roam from my home and sweet home, where the St. Lawrence River flows. The sky. Give me a home in Ontario, the grandest place I know. And I'll never roam from my home, my sweet home, where the St. Lawrence River flows. We're all proud of Canada, united we will stand. Our province fences from coast to coast. This is our loving land. I'll build a home for a loved one dear. She'll be my loving rose. Forever side by side we'll be, while the St. Lawrence River flows.
This is Al Briscoe of Steel Guitars of Canada, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree. Keep stealing, but don't get caught.
Yes, friends, once again it's that time to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. This next guest, of course, is the beloved son of none other than Hank Rivers, our tribute artist. And this will be the second of a three-part interview with Tim LaRiviere. Following the second part of this interview, we will hear an all-time classic titled The Confederation Train. Then we'll come back with another second part of this interview, and we'll break after that with an all-time classic titled Sister Mary, which is based on a true story of Hank's earlier life and career in the Army. So with that, let's pay tribute to this interview with our dear friend and a good friend of ours, Tim LaRiviere. Welcome in, friends.
Now, it was also Hank Rivers. He changed his name from Henri LaRiviere. How did that come about?
As time went on, things changed, eh, Johnny? Mm-hmm. And it was like, sort of became a stage name because our last name, LaRiviere, means the river.
Yes.
And it was probably more notoriety that Hank Rivers, and people really couldn't pronounce my dad's LaRiviere. They just didn't know how to pronounce it.
Yes.
But the people definitely that knew him for years and watched him knew, but it was sort of a thing to get a stage name, like many people in the music world
had done.
And it was just a business option to make his name
simpler.
A bang name like Hank Rivers.
Exactly. You know? Something they'll remember.
Exactly. Yes, you know. Yeah. So it was more or less times were changing, and that's the way the industry started to get
change.
All their musicians that didn't have the right last name to change it to something, right?
I see.
Still,
yes.
And it still goes on today.
Oh, for sure. For sure, yes. Now, one of the best remembered albums he ever recorded was the Centennial album.
Yes, Hank's Centennial Travels.
Yes. And how did that come about?
That album was helped produced by Ted Daigle.
Okay, yes.
Who was a radio announcer for, say, CKBY down on Old Wellington Street there in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was another change of the centennial year came up, and there was this new Confederation train all painted up, which is part of it's on my dad's Hank Centennial Travels album.
Yes.
And it was for 1867 to 1967, and he had some songs all about Canada that he wrote, and he used a couple of other people's, but it was more or less to show centennial year of 1967 to all the Canadians, and like I said, he wrote many songs for each province.
That's
and
right.
Songs also that he borrowed off of other entertainers, and they made the all about Canada. All the songs are about Canada, right from Newfoundland all the way to Vancouver.
Yes,
beautiful
sure.
song, and on the back of the album, it tells you all about each province and their actual symbol and all the information you need about what's going on in Nova Scotia, Quebec, Alberta, British Columbia. And talks about his travels of, hopping freight trains. My dad was a freight train hopper.
Oh, is that right? Yes.
Oh, yeah. He would bring me at least twice a year to the Science and Technology in Ottawa, which is way down on Celeron-Surville Road.
Okay.
Big, big, big yes. museum. and they had all kinds of locomotives in there, steam locomotives, and you were there were steps going up, you can walk through each one, and he fascinated me by how much he knew about steam engines, you know.
Yeah.
And he just loved them. It was part of his life. And back then they didn't have a lot of money
for travel,
vehicle, exactly. Or travel, you know. And right. Even if they had the money, the vehicles weren't that dependable to go all the places at that time. And yeah, he just told me that how cold it used to be, and a lot of the freight yard guys knew him and knew what he was doing, and they loved his music, so they just let him be. And he used to tie his between the trains, and he always told me, the gentlemen that worked the yards, to always tell him, Hank, watch when the train turns on real, real sharp curves, eh? Because the box comes in on both sides, and sometimes they're 4 or 5 inches away from each other, so don't get crunched there either.
Yes, exactly. For sure.
So, yeah, he used to just tie his belt on.
I see.
You know, he had a special big thicker belt back then.
Mm-hmm.
Not one that he performed in, is what he told me, but he just tied around the big, not a steering wheel, sort of like a manual big wheel on top to lift, probably unhitch the trains, and he'd just tie onto that, and that's the way he fell asleep. And
oh, yeah.
Sometimes he'd have to hitch back 25 or 30 miles because he missed his drop off from sleeping.
Oh, yes, yes.
But a very very enjoyable time for him.
For sure.
No doubt, yeah.
Now, looking at your father and his legacy, or actually, hang on here, would you tell us about the Centennial Train? You were telling me about that song, you wanted to mention something about it.
The Centennial Train, my dad wrote a song, one of the songs on there was Confederation Train.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of went like, all aboard the Confederation Train, the masterpiece railroad thing, coast to coast, I'm moving right along. So the song went on like that.
Yeah.
And about each province. And then they would play that song, oh, probably every 3 hours across Canada to go to Expo, because it was sort of the Expo train that went right to Montreal Expo 67.
See? Okay, yes.
So yeah, his song was, that song there was one of...
the theme songs.
The theme songs, every 3 hours it would play, right? People just loved it. It is a great song. Mm-hmm. And definitely history in the song too.
For sure, and we'll play it next.
Train, the masterpiece of railroad fame, from coast to coast, just a moving right along. Across the prairie like a shooting star, hear that whistle from afar, to the click-clack of the wheels, and I'll be gone. Now every heart will fill with pride as she takes those mountains in her stride, like a hound dog coming when they call its name. I'm sure she'll be a big success on the goodwill tour of happiness, riding the new Confederation train. For Expo 67, we'll go down to Montreal. Folks will come from miles away with a great big pow-you-all. You'll hear the song, oh Canada, on the colored train of fame, going to ride to glory on the Confederation train. I was the engineer for the big Centennial Expo year. Hear the wind join in the sweet refrain. We're all heading for the Expo Fair, and I'm sure I'll see you there, riding the new Confederation train. Give our Canada 3 happy cheers. We made it through 100 years of provinces so big and grand we love. Let us live in peace and harmony. We'll be as happy as can be, trusting the Lord in heaven up above. For Expo 67, we'll go down to Montreal. Folks will come from miles away with a great big how you all. You'll hear the song of Canada on the colored train of fame, going right to glory on the Confederation train. Confederation train.
Gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Way Back Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or a suggestion or a request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch by snail mail. Just send your letters, care of Woodlock Ranch Studios, and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca, and we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
So being the son of such a well-respected Canadian singer, pioneer, as Hank Rivers, what are some of your personal memories of his, or of your father?
A lot of times in the, like, my dad and I were close. I was the spoiled one.
Yes.
I was the spoiled one. And we had an old Mercury station wagon. He used to put his tower speakers in there and guitar and amplifiers and get ready to go for a show, and then he'd end up in Owen Sound or something, and halfway there I'd pop my head out of the back because I hid in the back of the vehicle to go with him.
To go with him, yes.
Yeah, I was a real crybaby if I wasn't with him.
I definitely. See, yes.
And so, yeah, it was, and then as years went by, I would, I was still young, you know, but a lot of the hotels, like the Kempville Hotel, the Byron Hotel in Arnprior, which I don't think is there now, and the Ritz Hotel over at the Chaudière downstairs. Well, on summer holidays, I would go with him. He'd let me come with him, and I would sing songs just at brunch time, because they had the hotels had a big smorgasbord of food, so naturally I was allowed in when the food was there, and I'd get up at lunchtime and I'd probably sing about 8 songs with the band.
Oh wow. Yes.
Yeah with my dad.
So you weren't shy?
I wasn't shy, no, that's for sure. I loved it, you know. It was you know, he made me feel like a proud little boy, like, because of who he was and that, and introduced me to come up and sing some songs. So I sang songs like A Little Old Wine Drinker Me.
Okay, yes, yes.
That
yes.
song, and all of a sudden I got a call to, it was called, way back then, it was called the Uncle Willie and Floyd Show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On CJOH TV, and it would be Joe Brown playing the bass, Ron Sparling, I believe, on the guitar, and well, probably definitely a couple of other guys that played that show constantly, and I got in there, and that's the song I sang, was A Little Old Wine Drinker Me there, and yeah, went off pretty good for sure. And,
for sure.
I tried to get a recording of it, you know, thinking about it years later, and
yes.
When I got a hold of one of the producers, then I recalled, I remembered when I was recalled about it, because it was so many years ago, but the CJOH burnt down.
Oh, yes, I never thought of that, but yes, you're right.
Right, so, that...
So a lot of that history would be gone now.
That history was gone.
And, sad, yes.
But I gave it a twirl, but,
exactly.
So. Yeah, always enjoyable, and when my dad was on break, not playing on a Sunday or something, because a lot of times he'd be staying like 3 weeks at the hotels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he took me fishing a lot. He'd rent a boat, a little 16-foot boat, probably with a 5 or 7 horsepower motor on the back, and we'd go fishing, and I could never stop telling him how much I loved him, you know, because, like I said, he spoiled me, and he was a great dad. And I always told him when he got older, you know, I was going to take care of him. Don't worry about anything, Dad. And we'll probably get to that in the next segment. But I definitely took him under our arms with my wife, you know, who has multiple sclerosis. And so he was with us for 2 years. And then it was time for a 24/7 care, you know.
Is that right? Yes.
Yeah. So my brother Henry, who's still alive today, you know, he took care of all those arrangements of putting him in a good home and that.
I see.
We'd all go and visit him. And the funny thing is about an entertainer, how they remember, is because sometime I'd go in, I'd go, Hank, how you doing? And he'd go, I'm doing fine, young man. How are you? And I'd say, I'm doing fine. I go, would you remember who I am? And he'd go, oh, I know you're a good friend, he'd say, right? And
is that right?
So I never questioned him. Do you remember?
For sure.
You know, you don't bring that up.
No,
but
you don't.
The thing about that was so funny, Johnny, was stopped one day starting like talking, hey Hank, how are you doing? He didn't even know his name anymore.
God is that
him.
Right?
But,
Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's, yes sir.
Yes.
And I said to my wife, I said, he has that flow in his voice though, trying to hum something, eh? So then all of a sudden Johnny something told me, sing to him. Thing. So I go, G'day Hank, how are you doing today, my good friend? And he went back singing something. Like, so that's how we actually ended up communicating.
Is that right?
Singing to each other.
Well, it's like Glenn Campbell, they said the last thing that went on him or in his life was his music.
Right, yes.
Yes, yes.
Which, you know, but you know, Hank, He, if I started singing that one of his old songs, he'd continue it.
Yes.
It was pretty strange. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. For sure. But it was beautiful to be honest.
It's interesting how the brain works, but yes,
yeah.
It's sad at the same time, but yes.
Yeah. So,
thinking back at your dad's life and career, what would you say about a career like that nowadays? Would there still be a chance of anybody doing something like that anymore?
Well,
having a career like that?
Well, I really hope so. Because there's definitely way more people singing all kinds of genres of songs, and especially country. Now, the new country is a lot of more rhymes and words that flow together and not really big stories. So I really do think that there is definitely room to bring back some old type of old music.
Yes.
And what I mean towards that is music with good stories.
Exactly. The
like,
soul
like
and the meat.
That's right, you know, and you're listening to it and they're singing about a particular person or a particular situation, and it's followed through throughout the whole song, you know.
Exactly.
Great story, and story about history and about Canadian life, and people really click on to that, you know.
That's
but
right.
The old generation's leaving us, Johnny.
I know it is, and it's sad, but we gotta keep it going as much as we can.
Yeah, well, there's definitely room for good country music with good stories.
For sure, for sure.
Like I said, like the new music today is, you know, it's not like the old country stories.
No, that's for sure.
Have a cup of tea and get into someone singing about Canada with a good story in it. So,
that's right.
Yeah, there's definitely room, and, you know, there's so many, I play in bars myself, Johnny, you know, and thanks to like the Rio or the Frescos that support all the Canadians from Ottawa, like there's so many talented people, you know, and there's still a few out there that do some good old country songs.
That's right.
I play Hank Williams, I play a couple of my dad's, then I get into some classic rock, and depends on the audience, so I just...
For sure, yeah.
But yeah, it's, yeah, there's definitely room. There's definitely room for some good country stories to go, for sure.
Yes. Now, when we're talking about songs, what songs do your father stick out for you, or what are some of your favorites?
Well, now, my dad wrote a song of Sister Mary.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful song. It really hits the heart.
That's for sure. Tear-jerker, for sure.
And I asked my dad, like, how did that song come to be? Mm-hmm. Now, it came many, many years after he was in the Army, Johnny. It was... I guess a true story in a way of a friend he knew in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Tell my dad, sort of like his wife back then became a nun, right?
Yeah.
Because apparently he was told that she was told by friends and whoever that he had passed away in the Army. But that's really not the way it went, you know. But so, yeah, he did come back, and you'd have to hear the song, which I hope you play. A true song with little added adjectives, you know.
Oh, for sure.
The main story is there of what I just said.
Now, I'm an entertainer in a small cabaret on the south side of old Chicago, and I sleep lit every day. In the nightlife with its glamour that seems to cast a spell, people came from miles around, and the truth to you I'll tell. A pretty girl named Mary came to hear me sing and play. And she stood close to the bandstand. She flashed a smile my way. We finally got to talking. We had a drink or two. And I whispered that I loved her, and she said she loved me too. We courted for a year or two, and life was like a dream. And wherever I would sing and play, I'd always see my queen. I had to say goodbye one day. I flew to Vietnam to entertain the soldiers there in that far-off distant land. Said that I would be returning, I'd take her loving hand, and we'd be married in the springtime. She'd wear my golden band. The years slowly went by, but my love for her was strong. I came back to old Chicago, my darling dear had gone. I searched for her most everywhere, I walked in the snow and rain. Looked for her both night and day, my hopes were all in vain. My slowly heart is breaking, I can't go on alone. Where can my darling Mary be? Why doesn't she come home? And then one day while passing by a convent big and grand, I saw a nun there deep in prayer with a Bible in her hand. And in a voice so soft and low, I heard her say, oh man. I could never change her name now, and I knew this was the end. For it seems her friends had told her that my life on earth was run. I had traveled my last long mile. She became a nun. No, I'm so sad and lonely, I oft times sit and cry. For I still love Sister Mary, and I will the day I die. Thank you.
Now, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that second part of a three-part interview with our dear friend Tim LaRiviere. Now, just before we say so long to the second hour here this morning, I would like to pay tribute to a song and a story song that Big Al Trainer out of Oshawa, Ontario wrote about the origins of taps, which is the song they play during the war. So with that, here's Big Al Trainer from Oshawa once again, and we'd just like to wish everybody a happy Remembrance Day out there tomorrow, and thank you for your sacrifice and your service.
Well, there have been many stories written about the origin of taps. This is a popular one and one of my favorites. Taps is a song played at the end of day or when our young soldiers die. It's a sad, somewhat haunting song that makes some people cry. Now this is just one of the stories of the song's humble beginning. It was in the Civil War in a field near Harrison Landing in Virginia. We had the Confederate Army camped on a small strip of land, and on the other side, the Union Army. Both sides trying to make a stand. Union Army Captain Robert Ellicombe risked his life that night to retrieve a soldier he heard moaning that had been wounded in the fight. The captain didn't know if the soldier wore the blue or the gray to fight, but he dragged the wounded man to the Union Army lines that night. When the captain reached his lines and the young man's vital signs were read, it was a Confederate soldier he had found, and the wounded man was dead. The captain lit a lantern, and his body just went numb. The dead soldier that was laying there was the captain's only son. The boy had studied music in a southern town, it said. When war broke out, he joined the army. He never told his dad. The captain asked for permission for a small group to bury his son. But since he was a Confederate, they would not give him one. But out of respect for the father, he was told he could pick just one. So he picked a bugler to play the last song for his son. The father asked the bugler if there was a chance that he might play some musical notes that he had found in his son's uniform that day. The bugler played the notes found in the soldier's uniform, and this is a story, as it was told to me, of how the song called Taps was born. Now, if you ever felt the chills or listened to the words of the song, this is only one of the stories told of where the song called Taps came from.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program that we have reached the end of the second hour here at the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. As we bid farewell to the second hour and look upon the third and final hour at 10 o'clock, let's remember another collection of great gospel favorites. First will be the man that Hank Rivers knew very well in many ways. And he first met him in 1951 on a tour of Ottawa and Kingston area. And that, of course, is Hank Williams Sr. So from Hank Williams, it's going to be Calling You. Then we'll follow with Hank Rivers himself, an all-time classic titled When the Good Lord Moves In. With that, I hope to visit with y'all on the other side of the third and final hour of 10 o'clock here this morning. Good morning, friends, and welcome into the Wayback Country Jamboree.
When you've strayed from the fold and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is lost in sin and you're at your journey's end, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Day by day and temptation comes your way, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow in his light, he will always guide you right. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? That promised land, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is burdened down and your friend cannot be found, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow him each day, he will brighten up your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
When the good Lord moves in and he's calling from the sky, will you be ready, brother, to meet the boss on high? Appear and the gold of the trumpets ring. We'll sing and we'll praise him when the good Lord moves in. No matter what your color, if white, dark, or red, remember we're all equal. That's what the good Lord said. When he comes to judge, not the color of your skin, your head'll hang in shame when the good Lord moves in. Take the blind by the hand, show them the way. Help care for the poor, your heart will be gay. And the rich man with money, if he's led a life of sin, will lose all his fortunes when the good Lord moves in. Troubled world of sorrows and tears, these everlasting wars that be going on for years. just be a memory when the good Lord moves in. Take warning, my dear brothers, be careful how you plan. Remember that in heaven there's a big and better man. Everything you own today is just a loan from him. We must leave it all behind when the good Lord moves in.